USA Radio News.
I'm Rich Johnson. Another student loan case may be heading to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's agreed to hear a second challenge to President Biden's debt relief program.
This challenge comes from two people who have not qualified for full debt relief forgiveness. They say they were not given the opportunity to comment on the education secretary's decision to provide relief to some, but not all people. Before it decides to hear this new case, the court is asking both sides to comment on standing, whether the challengers have the legal right to bring the case. The justices have already scheduled arguments in a different case brought by some states. I'm Tim Berg.
As usual, your holiday drive will be a crowded one.
We're expecting about 102 million Americans are going to drive for the upcoming holiday season.
AAA's Ellen Edmonds says that's how many of us will drive at least 50 miles between just before Christmas and just after New Year's. That's about 2% more than last year, but still below the pre-pandemic level. As for driving this week or just getting anywhere, most of us will be enduring some serious winter weather. The system's already dumped several feet of snow in the western mountains, forcing the closure of a big stretch of Interstate 80 in Northern California to the Nevada state line. And it continues to march east.
Forecasters say a severe storm threat will push into the lower Mississippi River Valley on Tuesday, with Louisiana and Mississippi possibly seeing tornadoes, high wind gusts, and damaging hail.
Correspondent Katie Lewis. China may be on the verge of lifting its most stringent COVID restrictions. An app that tracks people's travel between cities and provinces has been shut down. This comes after last week's announcement that China is ending things like near-constant testing and open-ended lockdowns. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's a generally positive day on Wall Street so far.
Stock prices are inching up higher Monday as investors await Wednesday's Federal Reserve policy update, when the Fed is expected to raise their benchmark interest rate by 0.5 percentage point. Consumer inflation figures from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics will come out Tuesday.
Correspondent Lance Pry. As the 117th Congress faces a long list of items to accomplish in its final 9 days, there's already talk of what to expect from the 118th Congress and the President. A new CNN poll says we are almost evenly split over our confidence in the new Republican majority House or President Biden to deal with the major issues facing the country. As for the people on top, 53% of those asked have an unfavorable opinion of outgoing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. 36% have an unfavorable opinion of House Republican leader and possible new Speaker Kevin McCarthy. So if you think comedian Dave Chappelle's had it rough since his not-so-sensitive comments about transgender people, looks like he got Elon Musk to hold his beer. At Chappelle's show last night in San Francisco, Musk made a surprise appearance on stage and was loudly booed. He said nothing while he was there, just stood silent. Today, Musk acknowledged those boos, saying on Twitter it's the first for him in real life. At the show, Chappelle told Musk, "Looks like a lot of the Twitter people you fired are in the audience." I'm Rich Johnson, USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.